Okay. Well, Stephen, a bit of a sweet day for you. You got 100, but involved in a crucial moment with Johnny Bairstow as well.
Yeah, that's the ups and downs of cricket. You know, you can be on a high at the interval, scored 100, and then put down a vital catch. So, and he made us pay, and that's what good cricketers do. So, I mean, full credit to him. And yeah, that sort of summed up our day. You know, so close, but yet so far.
I think when you have a chance to get somebody out when they're in their 70s, a guy who's done so much damage to Durham over the years, and he knows what he's capable of doing, to see what he did after that. He just went to town on you, didn't he, really? On the bowlers, there was nowhere they could really put the ball because he just wanted to put it into the stand.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he knew he was hitting the ball well. He had a little lifeline, I think. Felt a bit invincible in a way, and almost looked invincible there. Thought for a second he was going to make a double 100, to be honest.
And it takes a gloss off not only your 100, but a 100 for Michael Richardson today. That was Durham's highest score in a one-day game against Yorkshire as well. They've pulled off their highest run chase in a 50-over game. So you put a lot of runs on the board for them to go after. But when he's in nick like that and he's got somebody like Joe Root at the other end, it becomes an impossible task.
Yeah, I mean, they got a quality batting lineup. I mean, if there's probably a side in the competition that can run a total like that down, they've got certainly their top five or six are all international cricketers. So, you know, they can do that. And yeah, but as you say, Michael Richardson played a fantastic innings. I mean, his first list A 100 for the club. And, you know, this role of number three, I think, really suits him. You know, if I had arrived and never known that he batted sort of five and six most of his career, you would have thought he was a natural number three. So, yeah, he's played really well. And to be honest, I thought the score was still enough. I think it proved if we'd taken our chances there, even towards the end there were a couple of opportunities that maybe didn't quite go away, just fell short of guys and what have you. So we had our opportunities, but we're playing some good one-day cricket, and I think that's most pleasing to see. We'll come out on the winning side more often than not if we play like we did today.
Yeah, I mean, at half-time, you must have been thinking you were in with a good chance. And as a litmus test, I was asking some of the local reporters here what they thought of Yorkshire's chances, and I think the majority seemed to think Durham had it in the bag. But there's the old saying in cricket, you can't judge a game until you've seen both sides batting.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, the way one-day cricket's gone in recent times, I mean, if 10 years ago you'd got 330-odd, you would have won every time. No one chased down 330. But these days, you know, guys... because of 2020, guys believe that they can. They believe they can score at high run rates for a long period of time. And, you know, as we saw, if you get a batsman in and a partnership going, it's quite difficult to stop runs. And that's what we saw today, you know, on a good wicket, quickish outfield. If you hit with the wind, anything was possible.
You mentioned the positives, and there were a few to be taken out of the first three games in this competition. I think you would have got a big score against Derbyshire if it hadn't been for the weather. You'd played very well at Edgbaston against Warwickshire and put on a really good opening partnership there. And the two opening partnerships today, both 124, so there are lots of positives to be taken from this.
Yeah, absolutely. I think three complete batting displays in the three games. I mean, first one, what was available. And then with the ball, I mean, a couple of guys who stepped up. You know, a guy like James Wheels really stepped up. I think he's got about 8 wickets in the last two games, you know, and George Harding on debut. I mean, but for a little bit of luck in my catching, maybe he would have had a couple of wickets, you know. So there's some positive things from guys who you wouldn't necessarily see as stars, star players, but are putting up their hand to be counted. So, I mean, if we keep playing the way we're doing, we're gonna get up the table eventually.